elite cyclists can burn up to 60% more fat during training than recreational riders because they train at their optimal fat burning intensity, called the fat max zone. That zone is the intensity at which the body maximizes fat oxidation and uses stored fat most efficiently for endurance. Fat max is typically described as occurring between 45% and 65% of maximum oxygen consumption, or VO to max, though individual ranges can be broader, from 35% to 65%, and in well-trained athletes up to 80% VO to max. For many cyclists, maximum fat oxidation occurs around 58% VO to max, or roughly 70% of maximum heart rate. The central point is that most cyclists train too hard too often and miss their true fat-burning zone. The article claims that 70% of cyclists use the wrong intensity zones, which limits endurance development and fat adaptation. Training at the correct fat max intensity can improve endurance, fuel efficiency, recovery, and power output on long rides. It states that athletes who train precisely in their fat max zone can see up to a 23% improvement in fat utilization within 8 weeks. Fat metabolism is not a single process that simply begins after 30 minutes of exercise. Muscles activate fat transport proteins called CD36 within 1 minute of starting exercise. Regular endurance training strengthens that system and can increase resting fat oxidation by about 23%. During lower intensity exercise, below about 65% VO to max, fat supplies a larger share of energy. As intensity rises, the body shifts toward burning more carbohydrates. Fat oxidation rises with intensity, peaks at fat max, and then declines as carbohydrate use becomes dominant. Several factors influence fat metabolism: current fitness level, exercise intensity and duration, nutrition timing, hormone levels, and weather. Individual differences matter. Trained athletes can burn fat at higher intensities than beginners. Women often show higher fat oxidation rates during exercise, partly due to estrogen. The article also notes that a single moderate intensity ride can keep fat metabolism elevated for about 24 hours afterward. Finding the fat max zone requires testing rather than guesswork. The described fat max test involves starting at low intensity, increasing effort every 3 minutes, measuring blood lactate and expired gases, calculating fat and carbohydrate oxidation rates, and identifying the point of peak fat oxidation. The test can take 20 to 45 minutes. Because fat max shifts as fitness improves, regular retesting is important. The article compares power and heart rate as training tools. Power meters show immediate changes in effort and are less affected by heat, dehydration, or fatigue. Heart rate lags behind power by about 90 to 120 seconds and can rise due to environmental stress. Heart rate zones also change as fitness improves. The recommendation is to use both power for precise workout intensity and heart rate to monitor physiological response. Periodization is presented as essential. The article claims that 67% of cyclists sabotage fat max development by rushing the base phase. Base training builds the aerobic engine, expands fat burning capacity, deepens endurance, and improves recovery. It recommends spending about 64% of training time between 75% and 82% of functional threshold power, or FTP, during base development. The build phase then adds specific fitness work while protecting the fat-burning foundation. A suggested weekly rhythm includes 2 low-glycogen sessions, 1 high-intensity workout, 2 endurance rides at aerobic threshold, and 1 active recovery day. Nutrition and recovery are treated as major performance factors. The article says 1 week of poor sleep can reduce cycling performance by 5% to 10%. Pre-ride meals should be consumed 3 to 4 hours before training and include moderate fat, limited carbohydrates, 20 to 25 grams of protein, a small amount of complex carbohydrates, and adequate water. After training, the recommended carbohydrate intake is 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight per hour for 3 to 4 hours. Adding just 10 grams of protein daily is claimed to increase maximum fat oxidation by 19%. Post-exercise protein intake of 20 to 25 grams immediately after training, then every 3 to 4 hours, is said to optimize recovery and increase glycogen storage by 38%. Sleep optimization is emphasized. The article recommends a fixed sleep schedule, a cool bedroom, no caffeine after lunch, and light evening meals. For long rides, experienced fat-adapted athletes may rely more on fat as fuel, while less experienced riders need more regular carbohydrate intake. Advanced training methods center on intensity distribution. The article highlights the 80-20 polarized model. 80% of training at low intensity, below lactate threshold 1, and 20% at high intensity. Easy rides are said to improve fat burning, speed recovery, extend performance, and reduce burnout risk. The article suggests easy rides may hover around 78% to 82% of maximum heart rate, though this is higher than many traditional easy zone definitions. Sweet spot training is presented as a useful middle option. It involves riding at 84% to 97% of FTP. It is claimed to promote mitochondrial growth more strongly than easy riding, keep the mind engaged, and suit time-constrained athletes. However, too much sweet spot training can fatigue the nervous system, similar to high-intensity interval training. High-intensity interval training is also discussed. The article claims 2 weeks of structured HIIT can improve fat oxidation rates. A sample protocol is 10 intervals of 60 seconds at 90% maximum heart rate with 60 seconds of recovery. It notes, however, that HIIT and steady moderate riding can produce similar fat burning improvements, and that variety may matter more than intensity alone. A suggested progression is 6 to 8 weeks of sweet spot focused training, followed by 4 to 6 weeks of polarized training with more high intensity work. The key takeaway is that FatMax training is individual, test-based, and progressive. Generic zones are not enough. Cyclists need to identify their personal fat oxidation peak, track both power and heart rate, follow a structured periodization plan, manage nutrition and sleep carefully, and balance easy, sweet spot, and high-intensity work. The article concludes that mastering FatMax can improve endurance, reduce bonking, strengthen climbs, speed recovery, and allow cyclists to ride longer with more consistent power.